distance. The distance from the intersection of this road to this, the basically the circular point of the curve is about 500 feet. And Devin, we worked together with you and Jack as well on that. So, and then the building and the parking layout has also been designed to handle emergency vehicles, including fire trucks as well.
So just a little more information on Big Cedar Lodge and our associates. We do currently employ over 1,500 associates, and so this dormitory-style buildings would be allowing our seasonal associates to have a more safe and enhanced way of life while they're here. And those seasonal associates really supplement Big Cedar Lodge and the offerings that we have during the peak season. Most of these seasonal associates actually are repeats, and the most tenured repeat associate has come back 22 years. And so that's quite an astonishment. And basically talking about us as an employer and how much we value our associates as well. And so in addition to all the amenities that this dormitory-style building would bring to them, it's on top of what we already do for our associates. We already have scheduled outings for them and then celebrations internally with Big Cedar Lodge. So, again, I just want to repurpose. Thank you so much for taking your time to listen to us tonight. We really want to have this project move forward to provide a safe and enhanced experience with our CZL associates and then provide some more operational efficiency to Big Cedar Lodge.
Thank you. Any initial questions before we go to public hearing?
Howard, I think Jonas is going to step up. I don't Come know up. Before questions are
okay.
asked, if that would work. Thank you.
Good evening. Jonas Argus. I currently serve as the interim president and CEO of the Branson Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce and CVB, where my normal day-to-day job is the executive director of the Taney County Partnership, which is the economic development arm of the chamber, providing economic development services for the county via a contract for service with the Taney County Commission. So, three things we do. Business attraction and marketing, business retention and expansion, and workforce development. For us, this is a workforce development project, and we're here to speak in favor of it tonight. Kudos to Big Cedar. They're arguably, if not the number one, at least the number two largest employer in Taney County, right behind or even with Cox Branson. If you look at a lot of lists, Kanika Camps is listed as number one, but if you factor out the seasonal counselors from their camps, they would be nowhere close to being number one or number two. So they have a need for workers. I can go back to an employee survey we did back in 2019 before the pandemic. We surveyed over 200 Taney County employers, and through that survey, they indicated that they had over 2,000 job openings that they could not fill. And that was pre-COVID and everything since. So pretty much anybody in this community that is in the tourism industry at one point or another, if they don't currently have a labor shortage, they have had in the past, not too distant past. So Big Cedar has a problem. They're providing a solution. That solution is being built and managed by a company called IRH, International Residence Hall. I've personally toured three of their facilities, one in Wisconsin Dells, one in Pigeon Forge, and the one newly built out at Silver Dollar City that they had folks move into here about 3 weeks ago. They have a very good reputation as far as operations, and Holtz Builders is the parent company that builds the facilities. So nothing but good things to say about them. And again, this... Big Cedar is a huge community partner when it comes to the tourism industry. Current activities on site, if you look at the Big Cedar properties from a county and statewide basis, has over $100 million economic impact per year. And so, as most of you know, tourism tax dollars, sales tax dollars, are a big driver for Taney County, obviously being, what we've developed here over the last 75-80 years. So again, one of our biggest employers having a need, solving it with this solution so that we can continue to provide Ozark Mountain Hospitality to the millions of visitors that come visit us and pay for a lot of things that we need in this county with sales tax. So would appreciate a favorable conclusion to this request this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you coming out. Any questions for the applicants before we go to public hearing? Why don't you guys go ahead and have a seat? Do we have anyone else in the audience that signed up to speak on behalf of this application, for the application, that signed up to speak? Signed up to speak in opposition? Do you guys have a specific order you want to go in? Okay.
Hi, my name is Linda Bokel. I live at 331 Lemonwood Lane in Hollister. I'm against allowing Big Cedar and its affiliates to add an access point and traffic to Graham Clark Road. I don't agree that it will take traffic off of Graham Clark Road. By them making it through from the lodge, you're just going to get more circulation onto Graham Clark Road as people cut through. Big Cedar and Top of the Rock developments and traffic need to be separated and buffered from the residential areas. Big Cedar needs to funnel all their traffic out to Route 86, which is being four-laned. A service entrance can be connected to the road that Big Cedar built, which connects Top of the Rock to Big Cedar Lodge. That road accesses all the undeveloped property, which can be used for the worker dormitories. When that road was built between Big Cedar and Top of the Rock, some of our other county roads were cut off, inconveniencing the local residences, and we got nothing in return. That road should be used to reduce traffic on Devil's Pool Road, but it is not. Big Cedar customers are still directed to use Devil's Pool Road, making it a nightmare. It's time they actually funnel their employee and customer traffic to that road that they built between Big Cedar Lodge and Top of the Rock. Big Cedar wanting to build migrant worker dorms with direct access onto Graham Clark Road in our neighborhood is just a first attempt at devaluing the homes nearby. Once devalued, they can start buying the homes out at lower prices. We've seen this happen already on Devil's Pool Road. There are numerous options for Big Cedar worker living quarters within their property without accessing Graham Clark Road. The access to Graham Clark Road and connecting further into the property will add too much traffic to Graham Clark Road and will devalue the residential area. The roadway already has traffic problems due to blue-green customers, blue-green employees, and Big Cedar buses using it. There have been accidents at the trailer park up on Windmill, and it is much less curvy and hilly than Graham Clark. I witnessed two vehicles racing out of the trailer park and flipping each other off one day. Then we have workers walking on the road with no safe area such as a shoulder to walk on. We do not want that introduced into our neighborhood. They can continue to take the worker buses around on Route 65. After all, they cut off the area needed for a future outer road when they built Top of the Rock Golf Course on MoDOT right-of-way. So now they want to put in a connector road down in the residential area. Do not allow this. Currently, Route 86 is being four-laned and improved. All the Big Cedar traffic should be directed to Route 86, not Graham Clark Road. The enormous commercial development needs to be separated and buffered from the residential areas. We don't want their traffic, their noise, nor the sight of them. I know this is not under the county's purview, but the mud and silt that Top of the Rock has been sending into Table Rock Lake from the sinkhole excavation for more than the last 10 years is a good example of how they will not act in good faith. My husband has been in contact with the DNR many times, but that guy just somehow was never able to acknowledge that the mud was coming from the sinkhole, even though anyone who can read a topographic map can tell where the drainage crossing under Graham Clark at the bottom of the hill is coming from. Seems that talking to DNR is like talking to a brick wall. I am so close to contacting the EPA. It should not have to come to that, but it may. But this is another example of how Big Cedar just really doesn't care how they affect the local residents. The conservation talk is just lip service. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Thank you for letting us give our presentations. I'd like everybody in the audience.
Sir, could I have your name?
Tom Bokel. I live at 331 Lemonwood Lane.
Thank you.
And I'd like everybody in the audience to raise their hand if they want this project denied. Please deny the granting of the conditional use permit to build two dormitory buildings The location on Grand Park Road makes it unsafe for buses turning in this location. Could you give me slide one, please? This slide shows the curve when you're traveling west prior to the sign location. And past that curve, there's a hill also that restricts visibility. When traveling west on Grand Clark Road, there's a curve and a hill limiting visibility, making it unsafe for the local traffic when Big Cedar buses turn in this location. Slide two, please. This is at the location where the road's going to come in, and you can see that the hill to the east. And slide three, please. This is at the site location, and it also shows the poor visibility to the east. Traveling east on Glen Clark Road, there's also a hill limiting visibility, making it unsafe for the local traffic when Big Cedar buses turn to this location. Could I have slide number four, please? This shows one of the Big Cedar buses rounding the curve at the top of the Graham Clark Road, taking up both lanes. The hill at the top of Graham Clark Road is extremely steep with many curves, making it dangerous for Big Cedar buses to navigate, especially during snow and ice conditions. This location is too close to the zoned residential neighborhoods of Graham Clark Road and the surrounding roads. Could I have slide number five, please? Robert Davis, who signed one of the forms to deny this project, worked as a bus driver for Big Cedar for many years. When the neighbors on Graham Clark Road complained about the bus traffic, at that time, Robert and the other drivers were directed not to use Graham Clark Road, but to use Windmill Road, Highway 65, Highway 265, Highway 65, and Highway 86. But we don't know why this directive has changed. The two dormitory buildings will be three stories each and house 80 individual rooms in each building with toilets and shower. Therefore, 160 additional toilets and showers will overload the existing Big Cedar septic tank, resulting in more sewage entering Tayrock Lake. This project should be denied until all of Big Cedar buildings are on the proposed Hollister sanitary sewer system. There are 35 double-wide trailers on Windmill Road housing families of six in each trailer. This adds to the overloading of the septic system. The company that will build the three-story dormitory buildings at Big Cedar will not use stone, they will not use the cedar logs, they will not look like the other Big Cedar buildings. The company just completed a dormitory building at Silver Dollar City, which they talked about. This building is big, rectangular, and very ugly. There is talk that there will be an internal road built from the maintenance complex to the two dorm buildings. If this is true, then the entrance on Grand Clark Road should not be allowed. Let them use this internal road. The construction equipment, contractors, and Big Cedar buses should only use the internal road from the maintenance complex to the new dormitory buildings. Windmill Road is presently established as housing for the workers. 35 double-wide trailers on Windmill Road are for workers who could be citizens or people from anywhere here on work visas. Windmill Road would be a better location for the two dormitory buildings that would house workers who could be U.S. citizens or people from anywhere here on work visas. This would help keep buses off Grand Clark Road if the buses uses the Windmill Road, Highway 265, Highway 65, and Highway 86. And this location is closer to the Hollister sewer system. This location should also be not approved until the Hollister sewer system is in place. Could you have slide number six, please? This is a picture of the sinkhole at the top of a rock. As you can see, there's no vegetation or grass to reduce the mud from going into the sinkhole. The next slide, please. And this is the mud from the sinkhole flows under Graham Clark Road and into Clevenger Cove. Please stop this project until after the mud is stopped from flowing into Clevenger Cove, contaminating Tabrock Lake. There's 45 residents that live in the residential area and drive on Graham Clark Road, and they have all signed